At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick, and we're back to talk matchups for the offense now in this wild card game against the Steelers. Joining me to do that is Frazier Tafar. Frazier, how you doing?
Doing good, Ken. Glad to be back on for the offensive show. Had a real good defensive show going over the Ravens' edge rushers versus their tackles, Steelers' tackles, and also looking to see how the Ravens can contain the Steelers' vertical pass game with our DBs turning around and finding the ball.
That should be a big game for the Ravens safeties as well, coming downhill, using Robert concepts, making sure that they're creating second man opportunities for turnovers, and the Ravens interior defensive line, of course, fueling that ability to get those edge rushers and Madubuike home, but Pierce and Jones to play the normal huge role that they do. But let's move on and talk a little bit about the offense and what they need to do to win this game. What would you like to start with, Frazier?
Yep, my first critical matchup this week is where it all starts. The Ravens offensive line versus the Steelers front seven. That is the matchup of the game, I think. If the Ravens are able to take care of business against guys like Cam Hayward, Preston Smith, T.J. Watt, Highsmith, Berg, I forgot his last name completely, but these guys are going to be relentless, one of the best defensive lines in the league. I'm expecting Cam Hayward to really put it all on the line. He's not going to play for any much longer. He knows his clock is ticking, so that motivation factor is something that you cannot measure. So I'm expecting a big game from him. Really, the players that I'm keeping an eye out on are both of our guards, Falele, and whether it be McCary or
Voorhees.
Those are the guys that are going to get keyed in on this week. That's going to be who the Steelers are going to game plan for up front. And we have to be ready. They have to be ready to be able to step up to the task. We did well the last game when they came to Baltimore. To my surprise, they did well based on how they did against Philly. They really did take a beating up front offensively. And to see them bounce back against another formidable front like the Steelers, it just gives you confidence going into a game like this.
Yeah, Linderbaum in particular has not been up to his usual standard for really a lot of the season, but since the Philadelphia game in particular. The Philadelphia game, you can see why that front would give him a lot of trouble. You could also see why Pittsburgh would give him a lot of trouble with the size of a Hayward and the Steelers' willingness to bomb that A-gap with a combination of extra rushers, Queen and others blitzing from level two, but also the stunts that they put on with very big men, with Benton and Hayward. So hopefully this is a game where Linderbaum tightens up his anchor a little bit and we see some better pass blocking from him. All right, I'll go second. I would say opening up the run playbook is the thing I really want to see here. And this goes really throughout the playoffs. I'm going to try not to have this in the matchups thing every week, but it's really hard not to because it's so central to this. We expect elements to not be as good as they are in the regular season. There'll be weather, there'll be wind, there'll be cold. It won't be as perfect a passing situation for Lamar, which means they're going to need to get more out of the run game. For that to happen, the Ravens already have a hyper-efficient run game that gained 5.8 yards per carry, and even more than that when you take out the kneels. All elements of the run game will need to be available for the entirety of the playoffs, and that means a few things. One is willingness to take a little bit more risk with Lamar Jackson himself in terms of running the football. There is risk involved. There's risk in not doing it as well, you know, in terms of being one and done or worse. Misdirection needs to be at an even higher level.
Yes.
Without Zay Flowers, they're going to need to find another source for that. And I think Keaton Mitchell lined up on the wing somewhere would be the ideal guy. Use two back formations to replicate some of what you had in terms of speed to the outside and misdirection. Misdirection or actually carrying the football. Both explosive plays you can gain on the outside are both good. More counters. They've done, on the defensive side, they've done a ton of crunch, trap, and wham blocking. They need to be prepared for that, but on the defensive side, that's something I definitely want to see as well. I want to see more play action from under center to keep opponents honest. And I'd like to have all of the elements in play. If they have the old Greg Roman playbook around, start leafing through that page by page and trying to find some additional concepts you can fold in to what you're doing in your install for this week.
Yes, and talked about this last week. I expect the Ravens to take the data they have for all these positive runs they've had throughout the year and just install them. Like we talked about it last week, that wham block that they had, like the one against the Bills, and then they had it against the Texans, just continuing to change, like start giving off speed pitches to this defenses, give them things they haven't seen, knuckleballs, just stop sending them the fastball, the stretch with Henry, outside zone. No, we need to start having different concepts. It could be man, it could be, like you've mentioned, trap. It could be multiple different things. And I want to see Monken go into his bag for this running game. He's proven to be a good pass coordinator. Not saying that he's not a good run coordinator at all, but
to his credit, the last several weeks, we've seen exactly these concepts folded into the Ravens run game. And earlier in the season, it's typically been in the scripted plays. So you know it's part of the install. You know it's part of what they've actually had during their walkthroughs that they've been doing. The big run from Henry against the Bills was on such a play. They had several runs against the Texans that looked the same way. They got them off to a great start against them, really, really feeling out how soft and really small that Texans defense is and learning to take advantage of it. In terms of Pittsburgh, I think it's more a lot of times about taking advantage of their hyper aggressiveness. They over pursue Lamar a lot. So that can be something that Henry did take advantage of in the last game.
Yep. And I think that goes right into my next point. I have the Ravens 22 personnel versus the Steelers 1 high coverage. Steelers are most of the time a cover 3, cover 1 team. I expect them to not stay into that base form. They need to keep the box loaded because of Derek. And I think because of the absence of Zay Flowers, the other Zay is going to pick right back up where he left off last year at the end of the season. I think he's a proven commodity for Lamar. Now that Andrews has gotten on a tear, I didn't even notice, but he's had 6 straight touchdowns in 6 games, which is crazy to think about.
He's actually the second highest touchdown percentage in Ravens history. The only guy with a higher one, and it's questionable whether you would count it at this level, was Mark Ingram with 5 out of 29. But Andrews, 11.
Mark's the leader.
Yeah, 11 out of 61 is a lot more total volume. And the next guy on the list, by the way, is Rashad Bateman.
Oh, wow.
So he had 12.5% this year. Isaiah Likely also had 12.5% last year. But those are the next two highest in Ravens history.
Wow. So when you take that in consideration, I think we have the weapons to get it done without Zay Flowers. Obviously, we'd love for him to be there. He's an element that you just can't replace. But I guess my question to you is, do we see Aguilar put out there next to Bateman when they're in 22, or is it going to be Wallace?
Okay. So you're talking about it using a single wide receiver. I mean, it could be Bateman, but if they're really only using a single wide receiver, I think all possibilities are open. It has been Wallace at times. It has been Aguilar. If you're trying to get the ball game over with and you lead by 17, then I think Wallace is maybe your best run blocker of those three. You might use him if you're going at a different time during the game. Then you want the explosiveness of Bateman on the field. I can understand that. They also need to give Bateman snaps off, which they often will take the opportunity to do in a 22 look. So there's a lot of things going on there that fish things around. By the way, there's a lot of that going on between Likely and Andrews as well, who neither of them is really getting much more than about 2/3 of the snaps. Likely is typically getting only about 50%. And for that to put part of that is just wanting to keep fresh legs on the field consistently against the defense.
Yep. And I think the way that we can attack the Steelers cover one is, like you mentioned, play action fake, with the running game being effective, having Patrick Queen and the linebackers step up.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
And just throwing a ball over their head, I think it makes easy for cover three to be manipulable in that way, because if the linebackers step up and the Minka is trying to fill that void, I mean, it's elementary football at that point. You're making them forced to step down in spaces they don't want to. You take advantage and just exploit that hole they left open. Yeah. So I think the Ravens are able to do what they did last game against the Steelers and build upon that. I think the main thing that is going to be the difference is that the Steelers are going to have Deshaun Elliott. That's going to completely change the physicality of what they bring to the defense. Minka's going to play more free safety rather than trying to play downhill like he's capable of, but that's not his strong suit. So I'm expecting the Steelers defense to kind of go back to normal, what we saw in the first game, and really have a rubber match of who's able to make the adjustments.
Yeah, Deshaun Elliott is an enormous player in this game. 31 stops this year and only 2 missed tackles. It's just a crazy kind of a strikeout to walk ratio. It's something like a Greg Maddux level stop to miss tackle ratio for a safety. He's basically the designated tackler, the caddy for Patrick Queen's missed tackles in a lot of ways. So they didn't have him the last game. They really hurt, and there's a big reason why Henry had such a big day. They're going to have to figure out how to deal with him as part of the run game things they do. I think they've got players. They've got good blockers against somewhat smaller men like Isaiah Likely, who can go out and legitimately forklift a player like Elliott. They just need to make sure that he's accounted for on a play-by-play basis, and they don't leave things to chance or leave it as Henry needs to beat Elliott, because that's still not a good matchup.
I mean, we did see Elliott get the best of Henry in 2020, so it's possible.
Let me go to my last thing, and I've got one very similar thing that's on your list, because one of the things you were mentioning was the keeping Minka frozen in space, or keeping him with a dilemma of whether or not to come downhill and vacate single high, or whether to try and stay back and bracket somebody, or what choice he makes. The way to obviously freeze Minka is to use RPO plays. Yep. That will, and play action will do it too to a certain degree, but then Minka can really be forced into some bad decisions because he has to make a decision, and usually Lamar can wait and counter that decision. So that's something we really look for from him and have benefited from that. But the overall thing I'm going for here is that the Ravens versus a mud game. The Ravens need to avoid getting dragged down into the mud, because the Steelers and Tomlin are pigs, and they like it there in particular relative to the Ravens. The Ravens have a high-powered offense, can beat you a number of different ways. They certainly don't want to shorten the field or extend the field to 150 yards and play with 20 yards of width on it. It's the last thing that a team like the Ravens really wants. If it was the horse racing terms, if you look in the program, there used to be an asterisk. I don't know if they still do this, but there's an asterisk that they would put on horses. That meant they were a mudder, and they had some experience running in mud, and probably some good result happening in mud was the way you earned an asterisk. It actually means something different in dog racing, by the way. It's really, dog racing is vile. I really find it. I know there are a lot of people who like it and probably are listening that like it, but dog racing, a star in the program means you lost at least 2 pounds the last time you were in a group lockup where they had to eat out of a food trough. And so it's like a non-aggressive dog and might not like to be on the rail and whatnot. It's just it's very different. All I can say is the lack of a presence of a jockey actually changes the nature of the racing, obviously, very significantly. But getting back to the football game, they really need to do whatever is possible to maintain the quality advantages both on offense and on defense. A sloppy game, the impact of that is going to be to reduce the number of plays necessary to flip the outcome from expectation to what otherwise might happen. So Ravens are a 10-point favorite. The last thing they want is to have this game decided by two or three or four plays. They want it to be decided by 120 plays.
Yes.
So hopefully that'll happen. One thing in particular, if you want to maintain the effectiveness of your RPO plays, the Ravens have to come up with some way to reduce penalties for illegally downfield. That is one of the enormous drive-killing things. It's more of a drive-killer, by the way, in a game where a five-yard penalty is serious, but it's also a drive-killer because it usually kills a good play.
Yep.
You give the defense the option. That's additionally bad. But, this is a case where the Ravens offensive linemen need to have some cueing mechanism or some way to swivel their heads that just does not allow for them to be 3+ yards downfield where they're going to make that call every time or a lot of the time. And in so doing, they may be giving up some blocks in level 2 and level 3. Believe me, the value of those blocks is like this. My fingers are not very far apart. and the relative value of having the option still available to Lamar to run or pass is very significant. So I'd be perfectly happy even on screen passes where you're supposed to get ahead of the play and try and make a block. If they didn't do that, it's just, there's more value to the RPO component
Yep.
of most of the plays that the Ravens would run under these situations. And we just saw one, by the way, this last week with Henry, that didn't turn out to be an IDP on the play, but it was a case where the value to throw that ball late was very high, even though the result didn't work out in the case that the Ravens wanted it in the game. He shot put at the pass past Henry on that 4th-and-1 situation,
yep.
But it should have been a touchdown. And that's it. The other is take care of the football in this game. That's how you avoid it from becoming down to just a few turnover plays. The true nature of the Steelers defense is to get turnovers, and they're going to rush the passer effectively. They're going to go for the club move to try and get home and finish the job. And the Ravens need to keep that from happening and avoid that result from the first game. And frankly, avoid some of the carelessness with the football from the second game that just happened to work out in their direction. So anyway, those are the things I'm hoping to avoid the mud game.
And I think to your point, the Ravens don't want to play a condensed game. They want to have as many possessions as they can get to get an opportunity to score. I think if the Ravens get to a point where possessions are valuable and it's limited in the first half, and they get to a point where it's 7-10 in the first after the first half, I think panic might start to set in, only because we know that we have the talent to blow these guys out, but like you said, they're just dragging us in the mud. And I think the Ravens' goal is going to try and get as many 3-and-outs, get as many turnovers as they can early in the game, and just put them away as fast as possible, because there's no point in letting this team hang around. I think we've shown that in years past, even going all the way back to the 2011 opener. I mean, we jumped on them quick and they just couldn't breathe after that. So
yeah.
I think continuing to – and I think John Harbaugh is going to get him up for this game. I mean, very, very – yeah, I think John's going to get him ready for this Saturday night game.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about that particular thing. I do think we've seen so many times now in playoff football what you're describing occurring, where the Ravens are working from a deficit of oftentimes 7 points, and that seems like a lot because they hardly ever trail.
Yes.
I mean, the Ravens have been so dominant against good teams these last 2 years with the 19-7 record and the two most wins in a season in NFL history versus winning teams, that they really even don't expect to be behind to good teams. And this is a game where, boy, do I not want a tied game or down 7 or down 3 even at the half. I want to see the Ravens with a lead at halftime, playing with the advantage, pressing their advantage. doing more to avoid turnovers if as they need to in that second half, but then giving themselves the opportunity to repace that game.
Agreed.
All right. Frazier, always great talking football with you. Where can folks hit you up with a question if they have one?
You guys can reach me on Twitter/X at F_Rave8. That's F_RAVE8.
All right, folks, thanks for listening. As always, if you're on YouTube, hit like and subscribe. We really appreciate it. Tell a friend always about it if you have the time. Write us a 50-word, 5-star review. Much appreciated on your favorite podcast platform. For Frazier Tafar, this is Ken McCusick saying goodbye, and we'll talk to you next time on Film Study.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.